Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel of anxious thoughts? Like you're constantly on edge, waiting for the next thing to go wrong? You know that feeling when your heart races just thinking about a presentation, or your stomach knots up before a social gathering? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Ancient philosophers had some pretty brilliant insights on how to deal with this stuff that's more relevant than ever in our fast-paced, high-pressure world. Today, we're diving into how stoicism can help you conquer fear and anxiety. It's not about becoming emotionless robots. Folks, it's about learning to manage those emotions so they don't manage you. Imagine stepping into a room full of people feeling confident and calm instead of that familiar knot in your stomach. That's the power of stoicism. Now, let me break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously help you turn the tide on fear and anxiety. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is like the golden rule of stoicism. Think about it, there are a million things in life we can't control: traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, even winning the lottery. It's exhausting trying to control everything, right? But what if you focused your energy on what you can control? Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. By shifting your focus to these controllable elements, you can gain a sense of empowerment and reduce the grip that fear and anxiety have over you. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive with negative what-if scenarios? That's our inner critic playing tricks on us. Stoicism teaches us to recognize these negative thoughts as just thoughts, not facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, these fears are based on assumptions, not reality. By questioning them and replacing them with more realistic and positive ones, you can start to break free from the cycle of anxiety. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like hitting the pause button on your anxious thoughts. Stoicism encourages mindfulness practices like meditation or simply paying attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the present and reduces dwelling on past worries or future anxieties. 4. Remember your values. What's truly important to you? Your family, your friends, your health, your passions. When fear and anxiety creep in, it's easy to lose sight of what matters most. Stoicism reminds us to live in alignment with our values. By focusing on what's truly important, we gain a sense of purpose and direction, making those worries seem less significant in the grand scheme of things. 5. Embrace discomfort. Here's the thing. Life is full of ups and downs, comfortable moments, and challenging ones. Stoicism teaches us to embrace discomfort as a natural part of life, not something to fear. Think about it this way: every time you step outside your comfort zone, you build resilience and strength. Now, let's talk about a real-world example that might resonate with many of you. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and all those negative thoughts are swirling around in your head. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? Sound familiar? This is where stoicism comes in. Take a deep breath, focus on what you can control: your preparation, your delivery, your message. Challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of your expertise and past successes. Visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. Remember your values. Maybe it's about sharing your knowledge or helping your team succeed. By applying these stoic principles, you can transform that anxiety into focused energy and deliver a fantastic presentation. So, what's the takeaway? Fear and anxiety are normal human experiences, but they don't have to control us. Stoicism provides a powerful framework for managing these emotions and living a more fulfilling life. Remember, focus on what you can control, challenge negative thoughts, practice mindfulness, live in alignment with your values, and embrace discomfort. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with fear and anxiety in the comments below. What are some stoic principles that have helped you overcome these challenges? Let's keep this conversation going and build a supportive community of strength and resilience together. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.